years old. Display.
Bright Stars head coach Cameroonian national Cyprian Asu runs players through a drill at Juba's Bulk football ground on Saturday. 32 South Sudanese players are taking part in 2 weeks of internship training that began last week. All team players and managers took a mandatory COVID-19 test before training got underway and tested negative. As the team prepares for a possible first-ever African Cup of Nations qualifier game in 2022, Coach Asu says players are laser focused on improving their skills.
We try to come up with a training plan that will give that player every little aspect of that game.
Sure.
So the fitness, the technical part, the understanding of the game, how we want to play. We try it in every session to get something out of it.
Asu says the training concentrates on ball coordination, agility, technical work, and finishing.
Some of the players have been 4 months without even a proper game. So there are so many things we have to put to get that player back where they were before the shutdown. Because I remember before sporting activities was being stopped, we were in camp. Yeah, we were in camp and we even trained that day, and we were supposed to play a friendly game before everything was stopped. So it'll be a little bit long time. It will take a few weeks for players to regain.
Each day, players spent 2 hours training on the football pitch in the morning, work out in the gym in the afternoon, and then return to the pitch for more training. 26-year-old Peter Makermanyang is captain. He says Juba's intense heat is a major challenge during the Bright Stars training.
We haven't not been training so far, but it's good that we have kept our shape in when we were in the lockdown. Some of us have been doing individual trainings that have kept us up, but we are coping up now with the training currently.
The last time the Bright Stars trained as a team was in March, just before the government suspended all sports activities. Asu says both players and managers are following COVID-19 preventive measures.
We try every training session to try to emphasize on them being very cautious, or because some they live at home and they have to avoid crowds. Try to implement the simple hygiene rules, just washing hands, sanitizers, and all that. But I think for now, we're coping with it. We thank God for that, because they all look healthy.
The Bright Stars are scheduled to play 2 friendly matches with Cameroon in October ahead of the AFCON qualifiers game with Group B leaders Uganda's Cranes in November. The Continental Football Governing Body, or CAF, confirmed in an emergency meeting in Cairo, Egypt last month that the African Cup of Nations doubleheader game between South Sudan and Uganda will be played between November 9th and the 17th in Cameroon. South Sudan and Uganda were supposed to face off in a doubleheader match in March, but the games were postponed due to the pandemic. South Sudan is at the bottom of Group B with 0 points. Uganda tops the group with 4 points. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.